Welcome back to the Discovering Forestry podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Corey Lofi, joined today by our friend, Mr. Arbor Joe Aitken, here for another compelling conversation about trees. Joe, when this episode launches, I'm sure it'll be cooling down a little bit more than what it is right now. It's a good time of year, wrap things up while the growing season is still humming along, and we're heading into the fall. It'll be nice.
You know, I'm a fall guy. I've always loved the fall. You know, it seems like everybody we talk to that's in this industry, they love the outdoors. And how can you not love the outdoors in the Midwest during color change? So with color change, it's actually pretty amazing. But with color change comes the creeping up of a rather important industry event.
Yes.
And as we ramp up and do our little our preps for that, I think it's a great idea that we speak to some of the industry that is responsible for the event. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think people are itching for it. You know, a lot of climbers, PHC technicians, business owners looking to come together to find out what's the latest and greatest, what's new in the industry, how can we do our job safer, more professionally, with less labor. And I think we're going to touch all those points today.
You know, it's one thing in the event we're talking about to our listeners, it's the TCI Expo. And you're going to hear us talk about that over the next couple of months until we get there in November. I believe it's the 15th, 16th, and 17th. So, you know what? It's funny, those dates. I think for the last 15, 20 years, I've mentioned to Amy Tetra with TCI that you got to change the date. You're crunching into my hunting season.
Mm.
But with this industry, it's obviously one of the largest trade shows worldwide on arboriculture and urban forestry. There comes a segment of, you can get the equipment, but you got to learn how to use it, or learn it takes a lot of training. And I think that's going to lead us right into our guest tonight. Training is paramount. You know, training and safety go hand in hand. And this is a very hazardous industry. So I don't think we've had anybody on that specifically addresses training in the way that our guest does tonight. So
it'll be good, Joe. I think our guest is if his LinkedIn was correct when I was doing the research for this, he's the VP of training and credentialing with the TCIA organization. So without further ado, if it's okay with you, I'd like to welcome Brian Dalton onto the show, and let's throw him a couple stumpers tonight. Brian, welcome to the podcast. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, guys.
Well, you say that now, we're going to ask you at the end. You know, I don't think training is a controversial issue, but why does it seem that way? So we're going to ask you some questions, Brian. We're kind of like Corey likes to do when we first get started, is kind of give you an opportunity to introduce yourself, educational background, a little bit about, you know, what you've did. You've been with TCIA now. Actually, it's more than 4 years. It's almost coming up on 8 years, isn't it?
No, you're right the first time. Coming on four.
It is four. Okay. For some reason, I thought you had other roles, but 4, 8, 12, they're all great numbers. And hopefully it does reach more. So, Brian, what's been going on in 4 years?
Oh, man. I'll tell you, well, I got roped into coming to TCIA. They were in desperate need of an upgrade of a training program. So the training program they had in place 4 years ago was the old school correspondence course, where you'd order a book, they'd ship you a book in the mail, you'd read through the book, and you'd take a test with a little bubble sheet, you'd tear that out of your book and mail it back, and somebody on my team literally hand-corrected each and every single one of those bubbles. Wow. When I was interviewing, I came in, I thought it was a joke, just to get me to, you know, kind of get nervous, but no, that was the reality. So So the goal was, hey, how do we get to where we need to be? And about how long will that take? And that took about 3 years to get to where we are today.
Holy cow. So
you have industry experience.
No, I was going to say, I'm just look at 2019. People are still filling in bubbles and they're doing it manually.
Absolutely right.
So how did you, I think, and this is what Joe was working towards. I apologize, Joe, for talking over you again, but how did you get to that point? What did Brian do to be able to come in and look at that and address it and go, hey, we're going to need, if we are the true industry leaders, and I believe you are, how are we going to raise the bar? How are we going to do it better?
Yeah, well, it was not going to be an overnight flip of a switch or anything like that. So I knew that it was going to take a fair amount of time and energy and really careful planning. So we did it in stages. The first thing we identified is a learning management system, something online where we could start creating courses and having digital content versus just that paper mess that we had. And the quick and easy thing that we could do was, first of all, identify a learning management system that would meet the needs of not TCIA, but of the industry. We checked that off the box first. And then the easiest thing to do was, hey, one of the biggest pain points is these darn tests, these paper tests, because there's a lag in the mail. Somebody finishes, they mail it off, wait for a correction, wait for it to be completed, find out in the mail whether or not they passed. If they didn't pass, they get another bubble sheet that they'd have to fill out again. But if they did pass, they'd get a certificate of completion. So what we needed to do right away was say, hey, we can take those tests and just put the tests alone online. You can still have the books right now because we can't help with that yet. But we started with the test and we launched that right out of the gate. So that took some of the pain points out instantly and got people to start facing the platform for the first time. And then I was able to build my team of developers and designers, and we started getting to work on producing the content one course at a time. We started with EHAP and we've gone through a full ground operations series, an aerial lift series, as well as a climber series. We just rolled out our tree care specialist and we're working on PHC as we speak.
Fantastic. Now your education is in training, you know, way before TCIA.
Yeah.
It's probably how they roped you in. Were you familiar with the tree care industry before you got roped in and drug into TCIA?
I was not. I was not at all, but that wasn't foreign for me. My career has been in training and development across various industries. So I've never started with a place where I was already an expert, except the expertise was always in the training and development part. So it was, as always, a difficult transition. But at the same time, I come in with fresh eyes and like, hey, I don't know anything. So, you know, let's start from the very beginning. So it's helpful and hurtful kind of at the same time.
As far as the structure has to be changed. But you got a pretty knowledgeable staff that knew the industry that you could lean on. So that's a great point that maybe it was a blessing in disguise for the industry that you weren't doing it with industry knowledge. You were doing it with a method that needs to be done to help with somebody getting hold of all that information and then be able to do something with it. Like I was always taught that you need to see it, hear it, and do it to learn. And some people take different percentages of each to get better at it. So taking your past experience with a little bit of that knowledge and putting it into an industry that could really use it, it's got to be pretty remarkable and rewarding at the same time.
Oh, absolutely. And that was one of the reasons why I took this job, was because for the first time in my career, I was affecting not just a company, but a whole industry. So I saw this as a pivotal point in my career of making tremendous impact. So I took it very seriously and dove right in. But the tell, show, do method, that's tried and true. And that's how all of our courses are built today. Even though they're online, we can still do the tell and the show, with the online content, but then we give direction on the do. Say, take these things that you've learned and practice them and get that ever-important subject matter expert, crew leader, foreman, trainer, expert, whomever you have at the ready to provide the feedback. And all of our courses are built exactly that way. So we are maximizing the time with the other expert in the field or the trainer in the classroom. And we're making sure that people have all of the information to tell them the show up front before they actually go out there and do it.
Yeah, and you got a great staff, like engagement reps, that they always got that opportunity too. So if they need to see something, they got someone can see it and do it too. So way to tie all the segments together. Like I said, I've been in the industry coming up on 40 years. And when I started, yeah, and this is important for the listeners to hear, you only knew what the company you worked for knew. And if you didn't know any better, that was the way to do it. So like ISA, which is, it's hard for some people to try to create an industry standard. I can see where proper training modules, if I can call them modules, can guide them and train them on how to use standards of care so we can all be safe in practice, very similar to what we need to do on the care of trees.
Absolutely. It levels the playing field and it creates best practice in the industry and a safer industry as well.
Well, and you know, as we're talking about kind of this exchange of information and your ability to standardize the credentialing and the training process, and Joe was just talking about how you only knew what you knew from working with the crew you were with. This sounds like a great idea and a great organization to where you can have everybody on the same page, to where you can pivot from not just job to job, but different position within that employer, or in our industry where there is a good bit of churn and turnover, that you could take some of these credentials to other employers. Are you finding people really supporting and really looking to do their credentialing for that reason, or is there something else?
Well, I think in the industry, retention is the desired path, right? To get somebody that you can depend on and you're willing to invest in. And so all of our courses build on each other. So a career pathway is what we're building. So the goal there is really to help companies with retention and really developing those individuals over the years to be increased in value within the company itself, but also as they grow through our products in our programs, they know how to support the next generation coming in. And that's the key, right? Generation after generation, and having that consistency, not to say that we're the end all and be all of all things training for the tree care industry, but we have that core standard, that foundation, and nothing like experience over time. You know, you can say something, you know, textbook wise, but you know, you've been in the field, you've been doing work for 40 years, you know some things, you've seen some things, and you can provide some context and stories, which brings all of that stuff alive and really helps with the retention of that learning.
I like it. And I think another important thing for the listeners is, as we're talking about a practicing individual skill-wise in urban forestry, arboriculture, TCIA does more than just that. And I think one of the more important things, and it's because of my experience, is that it's not just tree care, but it's help with business management.
Yeah,
you know, there are some amazing resources available on a tried and true way to actually run a tree care company. Now, I had one at a tree care company. I was not good at business management, and it was a struggle. So understanding business, and Corey, I think you and I have discussed this on the podcast in the past, is that it's great working for somebody. It's great getting education, great becoming a certified tree care specialist. It goes above and beyond what TCIA can provide. And I think business management is probably one of the keys that separates TCIA from a lot of the industry, is that training also.
Well, that's a great point, because you and I work with hundreds, probably even a couple thousand companies at this point. And everybody who's newer or greener in the industry, and they want to get more of a business sense, and they want to know who they can network with and what's their next step instead of just, you know, two guys in a pickup. And I think TCIA kind of leads that out and spells it out for people. So it is a good place where we can push people that's trusted and reputable. I'm wondering, the expo's coming up, and it's going to be big. Brian, what are you doing in anticipation? I can't imagine. I think that the people that want to be members, they know about it. They see the path. They just have to take the test, all this. How are you reaching those people or the rest of the industry that don't even know about you yet? What does that look like?
Well, events such as Expo, I mean, that's the big, huge spotlight right there, right? I mean, you come in, you've got all of the energy. I'm still riding on the high from last year's, coming into this year's, and just, I mean, just the energy, the people, the opportunities for networking, connection, education, seeing equipment, and just it all comes alive there. So that is the biggest spotlight that we have on the planet.
It's the big dance, the big tree dance.
Yeah, you need, I think I got a great idea. It just came to me because I was outside and we found my kid's old wagon in the attic and we pulled it down. TCIA needs to rent wagons at Expo for all the goodies that they're going to load up when they walk around over 300 vendors. Yeah, and what do you do with that stuff? It just ends up in a corner in the office, I know, but
golf carts.
There is such an opportunity.
Golf carts.
Yeah. Yeah, and the training and the classes and the people they get to learn from is second to none. It's actually pretty exciting. So on that point, are you part of finding the speakers too as part of the training?
I am on the team that does vet the speakers and put the educational program together. Absolutely. We've got 38, 39 educational sessions this year, 5 pre-conference workshops. The quality of the training, these individuals have upped their game year after year since I've been here. One of the things that I wanted to bring to the industry was some support in the space of presenting. And, you know, so the first expo I went to, there were some speakers that were struggling. And so we created a whole vetting process that had the speakers send their presentations ahead of time, do a recording so we could put it up for digital access later. And in this process, we were able to do some coaching and some helping along the way. And everybody stepped up their game. I mean, crazy. So we've got some experts that are now becoming more expert speakers.
Which is better for everybody. It's good for their brand, the companies they're with, but ultimately the industry and the end user, right? These guys and gals looking to come to educate themselves so that they can do a better job or make more money or save more trees or whatever it is. That's brilliant.
And needed, because we, you know what, it was funny that at the recent ISA in Albuquerque, and it's a reflect on the industry. A lot of the leaders of arboriculture are aging into the legends of arboriculture. So as the legends of arboriculture start to fade away and go drive around and see the country and retire, we do have to create a mentoring and developing a pool. And I think, Brian, what you're doing is creating that opportunity for some of these younger individuals in the industry to fill that role.
Absolutely. We want to make sure that there's never a void. And we never miss the opportunity to learn from those legends as well.
Yeah. And I think, Corey, you mentioned a minute ago, and I just wanted to bring it back up. you know, if you're just the two man in a truck, that's great. Be the best two man in a truck.
Absolutely.
But even at that point, seeing the industry, seeing what's available, taking some classes, educating each of you and your cohort, is paramount. And I think TCI gives everybody the opportunity to do that, regardless of the size of your company.
I agree. Regardless of the size of your company and how long you've been in the industry. I think for a lot of people who go to trade shows, or maybe you just do an educational event at your local, you know, tree chapter, tree association chapter, the quality and the content that's presented in the education system education sessions at this event are bar none. I mean, they're above and beyond. But something else that Brian mentioned is kind of the networking part of it. So you can ask a lot of your peers in a setting where it is expected, and there's not a lot of should. Oh, you should do this. You should do that. There's a lot of, well, have you thought about this? Have you considered that? And I think that this organization really, I mean, you know, hands down the biggest party, but also the biggest event of the year for many of us. And they've managed to bundle it all together. So I will continue to put plugs out for this organization and the event as long as I can. Well, and as I'm also kind of pivoting and looking into that, Brian, I want to know or get some insight on you is if somebody's never become a TCIA member or they've never gone to Expo, what's your advice to them? Where should they start?
Become a member so you get a bigger discount on your Expo ticket. Right? Our members get wonderful benefits. And, you know, I know that this is my own team, but our education that we're offering now and the ability to have companies have their own learning management system powered by all of our TCIA educational tools is bar none and is a member benefit on steroids. So this program is a no-brainer. All of your education, your training, your tracking, all of that stuff is handed to you with your membership. And it's free to members. All you pay for are the courses. The setup, everything is free.
Nice. It also said Expo Party Expo. That's Brian, are you gonna be there? Will you be in St. Louis?
Oh, absolutely. I'm gonna be right in the member booth talking to folks about education and opportunities for their companies and for their employees and for themselves as individuals. So myself and my team will be right there to answer questions.
Perfect. So to our listeners, just real quickly, if you're going to TCI Expo, stop in TCIA's booth. And if you get a chance, stop by and talk to Brian about what you can get out of it. And first and the most important is just say thank you. I don't think the industry knows the hard work behind the scenes that get put in developing stuff like this. I know we reap the benefits, but 3 years is a long time to get something out to the public to where it's this effective. So I'll say great job and, you know, keep up the great work over there.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate that.
And something that I'll put out to the members before we sign off here is if you haven't got the TCI magazine, it is a free membership. And I know we had Bob Longo come on not long ago. He came on the show and he kind of made a pitch for it. And I think what I'll try to do is I'll try to put a little link in there in our show notes. So if you don't have that free subscription coming your way every month, make sure you click on that link. But Brian, once again, truly from the bottom of our hearts, thank you for taking the time. Thank you for the opportunity. If there's any last plugs you want to say, now's a good time. Otherwise, we'll see you at Expo in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Expo, and thanks for having me on the show. And Demo Dome, that's what I'm going to say. Demo Dome at Expo. It is going to be amazing. Larger than life equipment demos for the first time. Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
So should, without giving anything away, should we let our listeners know to maybe bring their some PPE, maybe their helmet and earmuffs.
They can always buy some while they're there.
Boom. Good thing there. Good. Well, Brian, thank you so much for giving us some little bit of time and some shed some light on what you actually do there. And it's much appreciated. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Hey, great topic today.
Yes, and lots of good information.
Yeah, probably one of our best yet.
If you enjoyed the podcast or have topics you would like to discuss, please send them to discoveringforestry@gmail.com. And please hit the subscribe button and tell a friend.
Thanks, guys, for tuning in. Until next time, I'm Joe.
And I'm Corey.
Signing out.